What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show with a friend of mine, friend of the show, Bobby Kennedy, the new coach of North Florida, a guy I've known for over 5 years, man, a great guy, smiling face. You see him on the screen at the head coach in North Florida. Bobby, how's it been, man, to be the head coach here now with Coach leaving after all those years, man?
Well, you know, it's actually fantastic. Yesterday, today was actually our first day on the court. We've got some guys in early, you know, ahead of summer school, and today was our first opportunity to get on the court. So there's nothing more exciting than that, than to have your, you know, first opportunity on the court with your team. I have a fantastic staff, you know, that, you know, a lot of us were in place, and we're kind of continue on what Coach built. You know, our goal is to, you know, create a future that's worthy of the past, and we get opportunity to do that every single day.
No, Dan, Bobby, ask you, man, with your guys on the court now, is it more so putting in your stuff with a little twist on it from your point of view, or is it kind of letting guys play and see what you have a little bit here?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, we have seven guys here right now, seven of our 14. You know, we're here a little bit early. So, you know, today it was more about a little bit of skill work, kind of seeing them, seeing what type of condition they were in, you know, kind of putting in some stuff in our system, some parts, and we're going to kind of slowly build. But I think nowadays, you basically have your team for 8 months. So we've got the faster that we can get together, the quicker that we can accelerate the velocity of our growth and come together, the better off we're going to be.
No doubt. And you know what, Bobby, what I want to ask you is, with having some new guys in your system, man, trying to get them to understand, how much is that film work really going to be important this summer to kind of show them where you want them to be, how you want them to play, how you want them to play their roles? Because we know role definition for young men is very important. You can understand their roles early, so they'll buy into it. So talk about using that film to really help them really know what their role is going to be.
Yeah, no question. You know, the summer's a time for a player to be a little bit selfish, because it's really time to work on their game, you know, and improve. And basically, we've got a lot of guys who are going to have to do things for us that they've never done before. You know, they're going to take on a much bigger role. You've got some guys coming in here from high school. You've got some transfers coming in. And our challenge as a coaching staff is to kind of blend them all together and kind of use the summer to determine what their roles are going to be. Like, they're going to earn they get an opportunity this summer to earn what their roles are going to be and expand what their roles are going to be. So that's kind of where we are.
You all had an excellent weight room you all have down there at the UNF Arena, man. Talk about how important is it really for these young men to really get stronger this summer. So we need this period you have them to really get stronger and nutritionally eat well so you can feel your body for the long grind that starts November 3rd.
Yeah, the kind of build we have or the kind of roster build we have, you know, we have four freshmen, you know, so those are even more important. All of a sudden, you know, the way college basketball is now, you know, we've got, you know, four 17, 18-year-olds going to compete against 22, 23, 24-year-olds. So the weight room is really the place to kind of gain that advantage and close the gap. You know, a lot of guys, as they come into school, they're eating for the first time. They're you know, lifting seriously for the first time. So, you know, Coach Bird and Coach Burnett on our staff, they're as important as anybody in terms of changing their bodies and building them up for the grind that's ahead.
No doubt, and recovery piece too, Bobby. I don't think these young men know about the recovery piece the way you and I do. The recovery is everything. How you bounce back and how you go about that in practice, how you can get that lift out after a game, man. Those little small things these young men don't quite know that you and I know are very important. That like longevity throughout the year, not getting injured per se.
Yeah, I really think that's one issue where young people don't understand, like rest and recovery is as important as the work is. You know, and even for those guys to sleep regular and to get a habit, I think that, you know, as players come into college, the quicker they can settle into a routine is the quicker they're going to be successful. You know, and their routine, if their routine's about creating good habits rather than bad ones. I say all the time, you know, college can be the best. It can be the best 4 years of your life or it can be the best 4 months. It's up to you. You know, what kind of habits are you going to build or are you going to instill?
No doubt, man. You're 100% correct with that, man. You know, I think for me, I had cheat code. My dad was a coach. I had cheat code. My dad was a coach. So I was always in that regimen of routine of doing things and going out, catching passes and going out, doing this. My dad put it in me day one. You know how he – but a lot of guys got a cheat code in me that I had having a dad that was a coach.
Yeah, that's certainly important. You know, we have one of our freshmen, a coach's kid coming in, and you know, we've got a couple of those in our program. And again, that's just gonna, whatever we can do to kind of accelerate the velocity of our growth. That's what we're about this summer.
And Bobby, what's also good about how you get this job, man? You know, I've known you all for over 5 years. You're all about relationship building. And talk about how important it is in the recruiting process now with the NIL and portal. Still, relationships with young men and not being so transactional with them. But I think what you all, what Perk does and what Bruce does, is you build relationships with young men. And that's going to go a long way down the road because you're real with people and not just trying to get them for a short period of time and use them up to throw them away.
You know, it's everything, you know, and like I said, we have a great staff here. And I think one of the things it speaks to, when a job changes over in college basketball now, your entire team has 30 days to go in the portal. You know, the portal is closed, but our entire roster could have gone in, and we've been able to retain all 14 of our guys. And I think that speaks to, you know, that speaks to our staff. It speaks to our opportunity. And it's important. I mean, one of the first things I did today, which is kind of crazy, is one of our guys who left, his birthday is today. You know, so I'm going to text to him. I'm going to reach out to him. You know, our relationship doesn't end when they walk out the door. Hopefully it's walking out the door through graduation nowadays, because that's the ultimate goal. But, you know, our job right now as coaches is to create opportunity for young men and to eliminate excuses along the way. You know, and whatever that opportunity looks like for them, as they're going to take advantage of it. Again, for us as a group nowadays, in the where college basketball is at, you know, our opportunity is 8 months. You know, and we've got to win every day for 8 months, and then, you know, hopefully we're gonna continue to win in that relationship, because that's everything that matters. You know, with building relationship with a team, that still translates to winning, and that's, you know, and that's where it's got to be, you know, transformational rather than transactional.
And Bobby, also with Father's Day coming up on Sunday, talk about how cool it is to see your players become fathers and become husbands, and they send you pictures of them and say, "Coach, I realize now what you're trying to tell me after all these years." How cool is that on Sunday to get a text message for all your players you've played for you over the years and seeing their development and growth?
You know, one of the greatest messages I had was actually a conversation after I got this job. It was from a former player who I've coached a long time ago, and he's like a son to me. And he said, "Coach, when you got this job, when you got this opportunity, I was so happy. I thought this happened to myself." He said, I thought I was experiencing that. And to me, like, there's nothing greater than that for somebody to share that with you. Like they're so happy for you that they actually thought that the event happened to themselves. And that's what it is. One of the great things about being here for 16 years, now going into 17, is that when players come back, a lot of them, I'm still at the place where they played. I'm still at the place where they're tied to. I'm still at the place where, you know, where their memories are. And we still get to share those together. And I think that's the neatest thing about having longevity at one place.
No doubt. And talk about the administration, Bobby, there in North Florida, about how supportive they are. I've been around you, your program, like I said, the last 5 years, seeing what, how they come strong on the road and support you and help you with resources. Talk about how important it is to have an administration that really cares about the importance of the program, to really know if you need something, they're there to give it to you.
Yeah, the people make the place. Like, you can have all the things in the world and you can have all the outward things, but the people make the place. And we have great people, you know, throughout our administration and throughout our athletic department. You know, there's a saying that, you know, coaches win games and administrations win championships. And I will say that, you know, our administration is doing everything they can, you know, to be committed, to show us their commitment to helping us win championships. We've got to do our part. We've got to do our part along the way. But, you know, again, there's a lot of people, you know, Nick Morrow, our athletic director, has been here for a long time. Irvin Lewis, Nancy Miller, Donna Kirk, you know, Tara Sundquist, up and down through Josh Baker and Matt Leshefsky. Like, everyone through our department, you know, is committed to our cause. And it takes everything. It does take a village, and we're just kind of excited about where everything's going and where we're at. And we all know that we have to do it together.
No doubt. And Barbara Hitchens, man, like, talk about now just you're taking over Coach Driscoll. What's your stamp on the program that you want to leave on the program? Like, kind of what are going to be your pillars of this program going forward for a young man listening to this interview? They may want to look in North Florida. What are you looking for a young man owning off the floor to be a part of the Ospreys going forward?
Well, like I said, I'm fortunate enough to live at a place where, you know, my passion and purpose intersect. You know, that's where I live. You know, and for me, you know, it is about just pouring into young men on a daily basis and helping them reach their goals on and off the court. You know, our job, you know, is to make them better players, better people, better students. You know, that's what we're here for every day. And that's going to look different each day for each person. But at the end of the day, that's our purpose. And that's our goal. You know, we've got to help guys get where they want to go. And that's what it's about. You know, that's all it's about. And we get to use basketball as that mechanism to be able to do that.
No doubt, Bobby. And I can vouch for it. I know Bobby very well. He really cares about his players and his kids, man. He's going to really help a young man. So if you want to come to North Florida, hit my man up. I'm saying, let's start it out there.
Come on, we're gonna love on them. I mean, I know that we're definitely gonna love on them. We're definitely gonna push on them, you know, and we're gonna support them along the way.
And Bobby, if you get any weird calls for trying to get games, man, they say they want to try to send you the fresh meat. That's been happening, man.
Well, you know, here's the thing: we get all those, like, the way it is right now. You know, we returned 11.7 points off our roster a year ago, 11.7. You know, the way this was in the old days, we've been returning four double-figure scores, almost five, and would have been picked to win the league. You know, now those guys have kind of taken some opportunities that they couldn't quite pass up, and understand that. So I think everyone's lining up to play us, and that's fine. We'll take that challenge. I've got Coach Evans trying to work on finishing the schedule right now, so he's getting some of that.
No doubt. I said they're trying to get my man. I know they are. They're trying to get him.
Hopefully they're running from us next year.
Yes, 100%, 100%, man. I'll ask this man, for you, when did you decide to get in the coach? I've got to ask you this before. What kind of when did you know in your heart the coaching was going to be your passion and your future? What kind of triggered you to want to get into this great industry that you're in?
Well, I'm a first-generation college graduate. I don't have anyone in my family, no aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, cousins. No one went to college. I grew up in the boys' club in Ocala, you know, and it's always it's a competitive environment. It was a diverse environment. And the people who made a difference in my life were teachers, coaches, you know, people in the boys' club who worked there, people in the community who volunteered there. You know, and I just thought that, you know, this was my avenue. You know, to me, you know, I was a high school teacher and a coach for 5 years before I transitioned to college. And for me, you know, it was a great life. It's a noble profession. You know, if I would be a, you know, biology teacher and a, you know, and a coach at Williston High School, that was, you know, that was fine. That was fine with me. Just, again, this is my avenue to change lives. And it's changed what it's looked like. I mean, I've coached high school football, basketball, track, golf. You know, I've done a little bit of everything, but it's always kind of been in it's always been in my heart. And I think that, you know, again, the people who've made a difference in my life, that's who they've been, and to follow in their footsteps, it's an honorable thing for me.
No doubt. Well, Bobby, I'll tell you what, man, I'm happy for you. When I know that, I saw the post, and I'm like, they're in good hands still. You know? So I'm so happy for you, man. Now I'll see you with Lipscomb and Austin P. Or, you know, I'll finally see you. You know that'll happen.
Oh, we love to have you around. There's no doubt about that.
We're good. But as I said, it's not going to change. Nothing's going to change, man. I'm still in your corner. But I'm still part of our spray family, buddy.
Absolutely. We really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you and keep changing lives as you're doing as well.
Fair to have you, Bobby. I'll see you soon, brother.
Okay, thank you now.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.